This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Kicking off our number three in studio, it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And we briefly touched on the story out of the Czech Republic, although I don't think I said that it was out of the Czech Republic, about the former Sheep Marketplace, which was an online darknet site to where people could buy things that may or may not be legal to, you know, possess.
So I don't know anything about Sheep, but was it pretty much like a Silk Road, pretty much a clone of the Silk Road sort of thing?
I never went onto that marketplace, so I don't know, you know, if they used the same software.
No. I just mean in general.
It was basically the same thing.
If someone wished to go purchase cocaine or something like that with Bitcoin,
I believe you could purchase cocaine from the Sheep Marketplace.
Right. And other things that may be illegal.
Correct.
Okay. Good enough.
And again, the story comes from news.bitcoin.com. In March 2015, Thomas Jirakovsky was arrested in the Czech Republic for allegedly stealing millions of dollars worth of Bitcoin from the darknet market Sheep Marketplace. Again, 40,000 Bitcoin. The marketplace had been running on the deep web since 2013, and was notorious for shutting down after a few months of operation due to a so-called vendor who stole $6 million worth of Bitcoin. There's a quote here that was posted on Sheep Marketplace at the time. Quote, "We are sorry to say, but we were robbed on November 21st, 2013 by vendor eBook101. This vendor found bug in our system and stole 5,400 Bitcoin, your money, our provisions, all was stolen."
I remember hearing about this.
According to regional reports, Jirakovsky and his wife Eve, who is allegedly Sheep's programmer, have been going through the motions of trial and will likely be sentenced in the near future. Spokesman Heinek Olma for the regional prosecutor's office there in Czech Republic says he faces 10 to 18 years in prison. Keep that number in mind for just a second. 10 to 18 years.
Wow.
And then let's think about, because we did mention the Silk Road, the original online marketplace where people could purchase drugs, for instance.
Sure. Fake IDs.
Ross Ulbricht, who was the creator, and he was charged with and convicted of having operated the Silk Road, he is serving two life sentences plus 40 years. There were corrupt federal agents that stole Bitcoin from the Silk Road marketplace.
Right.
They're in jail for 5 to 7 years. Ross Ulbricht, again, in prison for two life sentences plus 40 years, never stole anything.
Right.
And the guy that stole 40,000 Bitcoin is facing 10 to 18 years.
And I will say this, and I've said this from the beginning, and I know many others have echoed it, but the Silk Road made the world a safer place.
Yes, it did.
It did. It allowed people to purchase something that they were going to purchase anyway, that could have been marijuana or cocaine or heroin. The difference is, when you ordered on Silk Road, you could see a rating, just like an Amazon rating for a vendor. There was an interest that they had in making sure that their product was good and of high quality.
Not only could you see ratings, you could also see reviews to where people could say, I purchased some of this. I sent it to a lab. They confirmed that it was 99%
pure, or, you know, or whatever
fill
it happened
in the blank
to be.
Product.
So the government's assertion that, you know, God knows how many people died because of it, I looked at it and said, God knows how many people were saved. When we see overdoses, and New Hampshire has a fairly bad opiate problem, but the issue is that a lot of these overdoses have to do with fentanyl and other things being added to it, inconsistent quality, inconsistent, you know, toxicities.
Not to mention, let's explain for a second what happens on the Silk Road when you leave a negative review for somebody. You have then warned everybody that
this
person is not selling the product that they're saying that they're selling. What happens on the street corner when you leave a negative review?
You get shanked, maybe.
Right. You possibly wind up getting beaten and sent to the hospital. If you're lucky, if you're not so lucky, six of your friends wind up carrying your casket.
Yeah. And it's amazing how many things the free market can do so much better than government. And when we talk about drugs that we're used to talking about as being illegal, this is one of those areas.
Right.
Demand has not gone away. Demand is not going to go away.
Things that just over 100 years ago, not only were you allowed to purchase and possess in the United States, but you could buy them from the Sears and Roebuck catalog and have them delivered to your door.
Yeah. And I'm not saying that I'm not advocating the use of opiates to anyone. I think they're very, very dangerous things. I think that you really should only use them when you absolutely need them. And I would, if I were to advise anyone, it would be say, find safer drugs. If you want a mind-altering experience or something like that, look to things other than heroin. You know, I think that's a reasonable thing. Maybe look into mushrooms or mescaline or something like that. That's fine. But it doesn't change the fact that people are going to do it. They're going to want to do it. They're going to acquire it. And as long as you keep it stuck in a black market where there is no accountability by anyone, and government will never stop it, people are going to die.
Right. And,
the war on drugs kills people.
Let's look at Portugal for a moment before we get back into the article. 16 years ago, Portugal removed all criminal penalties and all civil penalties for the possession of what they called personal use, which was actually somewhere around like a 2-week supply.
Right.
Here in the United States, you have a 2-week supply of something, you're getting hit with an intent to distribute charge.
Right. You're doing federal time.
So, Portugal, again, removed all penalties. And you know what happened?
I'm only guessing that millions of people died and crime escalated and murder
crime
on the street.
Crime went down.
Crime went down, Daryl.
Use and abuse went down because people were no longer scared to go get help.
Right.
Here in the United States, you go to your doctor and say, I'm addicted to heroin. Chances are the doctor is going to, have his assistant call 911 and inform the police, got a drug user, blah, 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 and then you wind up, you might go to a hospital to detox, and then you're going to jail, directly to jail. You're not passing go. You're not collecting $200.
Yep.
If you're lucky, you get a public pretender to represent you in some criminal trial where they're dealing with 100 other cases. They're not really paying any attention to what your charge is, what you did. They'll walk you through a plea deal, and then you wind up going to prison, and you're left to, suffer in prison.
So New Hampshire made one change to our laws, which I really like, and that's the Good Samaritan aspect for opiates. And basically it says if someone is overdosing in your house, you can call 911, and even if the police show up, you will not be prosecuted for things that they see when they go there.
Correct.
To treat this person who is dying.
Correct.
And that's a really good law, and
I wish it were a little stronger. But
I do too. I do too.
Not specify that if you go to the hospital, the hospital staff.
But that's what we need to do. We need to treat this addiction as a health issue and not as a criminal issue.
Yes, and we'll get back into the story out of the Czech Republic about the darknet operators who stole 40,000 Bitcoin here in moments. This is Free Talk Live, 855-453.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-5978. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-5978. That's 1-800-976-5978. 1-800-976-5978.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to HeartDrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit HeartDrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's called the deep state. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep state was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll get to the phones here in just a moment. A little bit more that I want to touch on this story from Bitcoin.com. about the sheep marketplace operators facing some substantial time, but nowhere near as much time as Rolls Ulbricht. And now I just want to be clear that I'm not saying that, oh, these people should also be sent away for two life sentences plus 40 years. I don't think that, you know, they should be going away for a long time because of running a website. Now, they should be punished for the 40,000 Bitcoin that they stole.
That's theft.
Rolls Ulbricht, by comparison, never stole anything, just created a website. And he's in prison for the rest of his natural life unless he's successful on his appeal. And I hope he is. You can find out more about Ross at freeross.org. The story, again, from Bitcoin.com. The spokesman for the regional prosecutor's office in Czech Republic, Hynek Olma, says, we filed the indictment for crimes of unauthorized production and the handling of narcotics and psychotropic substances, theft and illegal possession of firearms. The woman, that being the wife of the creator, the woman was charged with the crime of legalization of proceeds from crime. Olma added that Eve being the woman here, the wife of Thomas Jarachowski, is facing 3 to 8 years in prison for being an accomplice. Meanwhile, in the United States, there were a pair of men arrested in May 2016 who had connections to Jarachowski, Nathan Gibson and Sean Mackert. And here's something that, you know, if the world's dumbest criminals were still a TV show, this would definitely be covered. Nathan Gibson and Sean Mackert, again, who were operating on a deep web marketplace, tried converting funds via Coinbase and were caught by government agencies in the state of Florida. Coinbase, of course, being one of the online wallets that you can connect your bank account to either purchase or sell Bitcoin fairly easily for a small fee. Now, you do have to give up some of your privacy. And if you're, you know, selling stuff on the deep web, you don't want to send those Bitcoin to an account held by a company or with a company that has AML KYC compliance. That's anti-money laundering and know your customer compliance.
Yep.
So we'll possibly get back into a little bit more of this. But again, the 40,000 Bitcoin, actually I'll go ahead and conclude here. The 40,000 Bitcoin stolen by Jarachowski and his wife was the largest theft in a exit scam in history.
Wow. Based on today's prices.
I think based on the prices at the time, at plus the time. Gotcha. Today, there's not been a bigger one. So the exit scam is you set up a website and people wind up putting money in it. You know, you could be selling a legitimate product like they were, and then you just close and wind up taking everybody's money. And you don't refund anything to anybody that put it in. So, should they be punished for stealing 40,000 Bitcoin? Certainly. Should they be punished for having operated a website? Absolutely not.
Agreed.
Let's go to the phones. We've got Neil calling in from Arizona listening to K-Talks. Neil, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Clyde, you were kind of touching on opioids and marijuana there a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yes.
And one of the biggest dangers that I've heard about, and this is even going on in the states where you can actually get the marijuana card so you can, according to the state, legally own it and possess it and smoke it and whatever.
Yes.
They're putting you on a list and they're taking away your gun rights.
That's not entirely accurate.
I can kind of get it. Basically, what to purchase a gun, at some point the ATF gets involved, and that's the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives.
Yes.
At the federal level.
But they get a hold of that list and they ban you.
Well, yeah, here's how it works. When you fill out, when you go to buy, say, a rifle or a handgun or whatever it happens to be, depending on your state, because all states have different rules, you fill out what's called a 4473. And the 4473 form asks you questions like, have you been convicted of a felony or within the last year, or have you ever been convicted of a felony, or have you ever had a misdemeanor where the penalty was greater than a year? Have you ever had a restraining order or a protection order placed against you, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? And one of the questions is, and I'm paraphrasing, are you a user of illegal drugs, or a habitual user, or et cetera, et cetera? And to that, most people have always answered no. And what the ATF's assertion is now is like, well, marijuana is still illegal at the federal level. Therefore, if you're a user of medical marijuana, then that could be grounds for you to be denied.
The key word there is could be.
Exactly.
Now, and just because you have a medical marijuana card does not mean that you are actively using the medical marijuana.
Right. But so this puts the medical marijuana user in a real tough spot. On the one hand, they want to exercise their Second Amendment protected rights because they're not rights given to us by the Second Amendment. Second Amendment doesn't do anything other than it's supposed to restrain the federal government from interfering with what is our natural right of self-defense. So you want to purchase a gun and you're faced with a dilemma because you use medical marijuana for your illness, for your disease, or for whatever reason. My choices are A, I write this down and the federal government denies me the ability to purchase a gun, or B, I perjure myself, which is a federal crime. I run the risk. And where it doesn't go, it did not mandate that the federal government instantly have like electronic connections to all databases in all states of people that have been issued medical marijuana cards, for example. They can check criminal records. They can do all kinds of stuff. And when you do a 77 or a 4473 form, they're checking about 8 different databases just when you fill that out and send it in. But so far, there isn't anything that goes right to medical marijuana databases. What I'm a fan of is for states to nullify this action by coming up with their own laws that say we will not share the contents of our medical marijuana databases with any federal agency, period. It's none of their business.
That would be the way to go. That would be the way to go. Hey, I got one more quick question before you guys leave me. A few months ago, you guys, and I love the name of your show, Ground Zero. You know, every now and then
this is not Ground Zero. This is Free Talk Live.
Well, you're just, they're as good as you. You guys are cool. Anyhow, you get on the subject of UFOs.
Occasionally.
And I believe that Frank Costigan called in. And I wish you guys could get him on for a segment here pretty soon because, he's been on like numerous TV
programs. Thanks for the call. This is Free Talk Live.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're discussing the basically medical cannabis, therapeutic cannabis, depending on what it's called, where you live. If you live in a state where, you know, the crown has deemed that you are able to treat yourself with a plant, other places they just call it, you know, you've got drugs, you go to jail.
Yep.
And we'll get back to that. But, you know, in some kind of ways, cannabis is a supplement. So let's talk about nutritional supplements for a minute. Over 60% of Americans take a nutritional supplement, and for good reason. Nutrient depletion of our soil, coupled with dependence on processed foods, has left most people deficient in essential nutrients. But where do you start? If you visit a naturopath, you'll likely be told a cheap vitamin or mineral doesn't cut it. You also need probiotics, enzymes, antioxidants, and other nutrients. By the time it's all said and done, you're buying five bottles of product and spending $150 a month. If this is the situation you've experienced, then you need to know about Whole Food Multicomplete. For 15 years, Whole Food Multicomplete has been quietly providing what the big guys won't. The perfect blend of seven supplements in a single product. They've taken the expense and complexity out of following a complete supplemental program. Visit SimplifyMySupplements.com to learn more. That's SimplifyMySupplements.com. Enter code FTL to receive 30% off your first order. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. SimplifyMySupplements.com, code FTL. TL. Let's go to Skype, where we've got Ian calling in from China. Ian, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, my thoughts are, I wish China would at least allow medical marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
But they have virtually banned every painkiller you can name.
Really?
I'm in a hospital situation. I've got a patient who is in agony. The very pain he's in could throw him into shock.
Wow.
I cannot give him anything stronger than ibuprofen.
And for those listeners that might not know, Ian, you are a doctor in China?
No, I'm a registered nurse practitioner.
Gotcha.
I do what the doctor does, but they have to sign me off.
Yep, I understand.
Okay.
So how about traditional? Are there any restraints on traditional Chinese medicine?
Yeah, recently they went through all the traditional remedies, and those that contained opioids or barbiturates or name the list were banned along with the others.
Wow.
Here's a good example. My patient has been under the anesthetic. He's had a successful gallbladder surgery. He's coming out, but he's got this huge wound healing.
Right.
And he's in a good bit of pain. He's an older man, and he's overweight. His family had to go black market to get the codeine.
Isn't that insane? That is absolutely insane.
Well, they banned it because these are potentially habitual drugs. These could hook a generation. We'd rather see tens of thousands die every day. How many times in America, I'd like a doctor to call in, do you have a patient who is thrown into shock and dies in front of your eyes because you can't medicate him?
Yeah. It is insane, and is the Chinese response just basically the same as the U.S. response? People are dying from using opioids, so now we have to outlaw all opioids?
Oh, and worse yet, and I'm sorry for getting so upset, I'm calm down.
That's okay.
In China, they take a very narrow view, and an example of that would be recently one of the political leaders' wives had some problems with stones. Guess what? Morphine drip, no questions asked.
Right.
It's all governments, not just China.
Yeah.
America, Russia. As soon as you're into a government position, you are insulated from reality.
Yeah.
You are in your own little bubble, and the laws that apply to them don't apply to you.
I'll tell you what else happens, and this is where most people don't think about this, but one of the reasons that we can't just at the federal level say, okay, marijuana is now legal for, you know, we're taking it off of Schedule 1. The problem is that we have made our drug policy part of our foreign policy.
Right.
And in lots of treaties that we've gone into with other countries, China's probably part of these too, you know, we say, you know, we're having a war on opiates, or other countries all agree that there's a problem with opiates, therefore we must make it part of these treaties. And
so is that why the U.S. military guards the opium fields in Afghanistan?
Who knows on that? Yes. Go ahead.
The United States bullied China. We all watched in the press, bullied China into banning over-the-counter access to steroids of any kind.
Yeah.
They beat them up here.
Yep.
Well, of course, as soon as the Olympic Games were over, I can go right now over-the-counter, and I can pick up any steroid I want, just about. I can pick up any antibiotics I want. There's no prescription required.
But there is for opiates.
Over the counter. But if it kills pain, if it brings comfort, if it eases suffering, illegal. Run away. And they'll kill you. The government will kill you for using these illegally. Example, I got a patient. The patient says, I need to use this drug, and shows me the bottle. I turn my back, and I very quietly walk away. I don't say a word. I don't look at the bottle. As far as I'm concerned, it's fizzy candy. I turn my back.
Okay.
I don't dare give advice on how to use it. If they OD, I can't help it. If they underdose, I cannot help it. It is total hands off. They've had to go to the internet to drugs.com to get their dosages.
That is absolutely horrible. And again, this is a problem created by government.
Well, even though I'm a foreigner, if I prescribed or assisted in use, they wouldn't call the State Department except to ship my body home. And that's a fact.
Yeah. And
I know this. A patient says to me, I said, listen, I don't know what you're talking about, but if you want to know how to take your aspirin, if you want to know how to take your Tylenol, go to drugs.com.
Yeah.
Wow.
I have no. If I touch it, I'm gone.
Wow. Ian, thanks for the call.
Yeah, thanks.
Always love hearing that different perspective of how things are in another country. And, you know, fairly often, you know, we do criticize the U.S. government for doing tyrannical things.
We do that occasionally.
But, you know, I do have to admit, it's not as bad here as it could be.
In some places,
it's worse. It could still be better.
Right.
It could still be better. But I think, you know, a lot of times people will just hear me say it could be better, and then they're like, well, look at all of these places where it's worse.
Right.
Well, that's not an excuse for it could be better.
That's why the U.S. rates, depending on the poll, 14, 17 in one, maybe it's 17 in economic freedoms, 13 in personal freedoms. It's not number one.
Yeah. Well, there are a few things that we're number one on, like...
people in prison.
People in prison, money spent on military...
Police shootings.
A bunch of things that you don't want to be number one on. Let's go back to the phones. We've got Jermaine calling in from... Miami. Jermaine, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, good evening, guys. Appreciate you know, you guys taking my call, and also love what you guys are doing. I just recently been watching your guys' videos, and it's through Mark Sargent, and I just wanted to input on, like, the whole flat Earth topic.
Hold your thought. Hold your thought. We'll bring you right back here in just a moment. In the closing moments of Free Talk Live, your calls and thoughts. Welcome, 855-450-FREE. Bitcoin.com recently reported Bitcoin transaction fees have increased by more than 1,200% since 2015. To many Bitcoin proponents, the current fee market is moving way too fast, making Bitcoin unusable for certain transactions. The fee market and slow confirmation times have also increased the tension concerning the block size debate. However, if there are wallets with low amounts of Bitcoin that can't cover the fees, they become virtually unspendable. Learn more at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com.
Funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to. Which is good, because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins, so I remember to take them, too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live. Possibly time for you and your thoughts if you call in now, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And if you're going to do some shopping online, why not support Free Talk Live while you do it? Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and then from there you can go to Amazon, Newegg, Walmart, several other options there. And you don't have to go to shop.freetalklive.com every time you start shopping. Just go there once and then bookmark the link that you need and then just click on the bookmark. And then Free Talk Live will wind up getting a small percentage of what you're paying. You're not going to be paying any more. You're just going through our link, shop.freetalklive.com. Back to the phones. We've got Jermaine calling in from Miami, and he's got some thoughts about the flat earth. Jermaine, you're on Free Talk Live. Continue with your thought.
Thank you. The main point I want to make is, like, I want to just point out the two words. There's two different words, evidence and proof. Those two have two specific meanings. And so evidence does suggest that something may be true, but proof actually removes doubt on the issue, showing it that it can't, that it cannot be any other way. So my main thing is, like, all I'm saying is, I'm 27 years old, and I believe the Earth was a planet my whole life, including my passion for, like, UFO phenomenon, until, like, a year and a half ago when I opened my mind to prove, you know, the Earth is a planet, and looking through legitimate factual sources on both sides of history, using my critical thinking, I did find this book turned audiobook on regards to the 200 factual proofs based on natural science that concludes the Earth is not a spinning ball, and where, you know, people who would want to debate this, you know, it's logical to want to debate it, but they would want, people usually cherry pick on any of those, you know, 200 proofs that they want to try to prove the globe. But in the pursuit of legitimate truth, you know, one must stick to facts, you know, not assumptions or opinions. So my main thing that I want people to answer is just, like, every single experiment that has been conducted to prove our Earth moving or curve has failed till this day in human history. Like, for example, Aries failure and Michelson-Morley experiment. So
there's two of them. Okay, real quickly, what's the name of that book?
The 200 Proofs the Earth is Not a Spinning Ball by Eric Dubay. He did write the book, but turned it into an audio book, like a
video. Well, Yeah. I'll tell you what. I'll look into that because since we've started getting a lot of calls from flat earthers, I am one of those people that doesn't like to just say, you know, I've always believed this to be true, therefore it must be true, and I'm not going to doubt it. I have a lot of concerns about our government and a lot of the things that they have told us were absolutely true, like, you know, in the Gulf of Tonkin, the North Vietnamese fired on our ship.
Yep.
And that's what started the Vietnam War. When the truth comes out, it turns out that, well, that wasn't exactly the way it went down. We kind of pulled ourselves into that. But as far as the flat earth goes, here's my biggest issue. My biggest issue is that for me to buy into this, and I did take time to spend 2 hours of my life watching Mark Sargent's documentary, which I thought was very well done. But here's where I'm at. For me to buy into this, I have to believe that the speed of light, as we understand it, is incorrect. Because so many things that we can measure, we can bounce off things in space, or we can measure time, fall by the wayside. I've got to believe that the Doppler effect is false. I got to believe that everything that Newton demonstrated about gravity is wrong. I got to believe that the science of geology has it all wrong. I've got to believe that the science of cosmology is completely false. The science of astronomy is completely false. The science of particle physics has it all wrong, because these are things that we can observe not only on our own Earth, but we can observe in space. We got to believe that Einstein got most of what he says wrong. We've got to believe that the theory of plate tectonics is completely incorrect. We've got to believe that every government on the planet is somehow in collusion to perpetuate this lie that the Earth is round. And for the life of me, I don't see what that gains us. I got to believe that every amateur astronomer, not even talking government, has to be in collusion to perpetuate this theory that the Earth is flat, or is round when it's actually flat. I got to believe that every scientist that has ever done any research on the Antarctic continent, even if they were not government, if they work for a university, that they're in on this, that they are perpetuating.
Everybody that's ever climbed that tall mountain on Antarctica, they're all part of the conspiracy.
They are part of that,
well,
too. Every college and university that has an astronomy department is somehow in collusion or has it completely wrong. Because of all this, I don't want this to come out wrong, but it's going to come out wrong. Sir, you use the phrase critical thinking, and I don't think it means what I think you think it means. Thank you for your call. I do appreciate it.
Okay. So let's go to Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thought.
Hey, guys. There is a Slovenian independence expert named Anna Stanic. And she has this saying that the first thing you want to discuss about when you're seeking independence for your state from a nation, as we're sort of doing in New Hampshire, she says one of the first things you want to do, which feels like putting the cart in front of the horse, but the first thing you want to do is focus on monetary policy. And I think that was that's one of the more wise things I've ever heard from an independence activist. She explains all the craziness that went on in Slovenia that was monetary related. And I think the monetary question can be used to sort of hit two birds with one stone. If you want independence, there's going to be a central government who wants you to not have independence, but that government is probably going to have a great deal of debt. If independence results in your state being able to do a better job of paying off the debt, there could be a sort of win-win situation, or a situation where you're playing the banks off against the central government. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I understand what you're saying. Yep.
So I think that Sun Tzu said, one may know how to conquer without being able to do it, and I don't have the ability to make monetary policy things happen. So I think it's something that's worth talking about, and talking about now while secession is still crazy, fringe idea, and not to be talking about it after it's staring us in the face like it did with Slovenia, because they went from no interest in independence to full independence in 2 years. It was that fast that things changed.
Yeah, well, I think for liberty-minded folks, I think we have a pretty clear idea of what we would see as a monetary policy if a state were to secede.
Right, and well, as with all sort of policies, I fall into the camp of no particular order-ism, meaning that you know there are a lot of things that I want to happen,
right,
and I don't think that you know most of them have to be do A before B. So, you know, open borders and get rid of welfare. I don't think you can say, well, we have to do one before the other. And there's a lot of people that say you can't do one before doing the other.
No, but some things may make more sense from a common sense point of view. I understand what you're saying, and it seems like I don't disagree. I do think that that is a subject that should be discussed earlier rather than later. And, you know, I think many of us agree that fiat currencies are a real evil and fractional reserve banking is a real evil.
And government-run banks are also a real evil. And sadly, there's a lot of you know people that claim to be libertarians that are supporting having a state bank of New Hampshire. And I just see that as you know perpetuating a problem. Dave, I wish we had more time. Definitely call in earlier tomorrow night. And the only reason I'm dropping you a little early is because I just saw a headline that I would not be doing my job as a radio host if I did not mention this before the end of the show. Apparently, the U.S. military is now at war with Syria. Headline from CNBC, U.S. military has launched more than 50 missile strikes aimed at Syria. U.S. military officials confirmed 59 Tomahawks had been fired, which hit an airfield near Homs. President Donald Trump confirmed the attack late Thursday, saying he had targeted the Syrian airfield from which an earlier chemical attack had been launched. And now there's previous reports earlier in the day today saying that it was actually a group of Syrian rebels that did the attack, not the Assad government. Still, early details are coming. We're out of time for tonight. We'll be back tomorrow, always online at freetalklive.com.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with Hostgator, one of the top hosting companies. Hostgator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to hostgator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. Hostgator.com/FTL. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Hi, I am Kelly Cook, the Chief Marketing Officer here at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? Guess what? You can help. Join me and Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. So start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.